to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Have you discovered the many occasions on which you can use Horlicks as a cool, refreshing drink? For breakfast, as a change from tea or coffee. For lunch, in place of a heavy, hard-to-digest meal. Horlicks, you know, makes an especially fine noonday meal. Nourishing and sustaining, it won't leave you feeling drowsy as a heavy lunch so often does. Then Horlicks makes a fine, cooling drink last thing at night. One that'll help you sleep much better. Get a package of Horlicks malted milk from your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. You'll find many other uses for this cool, delicious food drink. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Squire are having no difficulty in selling stock in the Great Western Sterling Silver Company, the Arizona mining venture in which Lum is now associated with Squire. Lum is sincere in his belief that the mine will make all the stockholders rich and is influencing all of his friends to invest in the company. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston and Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store. These two are practically the only ones in Pine Ridge who have not bought stock in the enterprise. Listen.
No, I don't know what to tell you, Abner. I didn't buy any myself. I've invested in all the mining stocks and all wells that I'm going to.
Well, I told Lum I'd let him know today. He seems to think it's a good investment.
Yeah, I know he does. And he's selling a lot of it, too.
Why might not everybody in town's bought some of it? Folks is mortgaging everything they got to raise money to buy it with.
Yeah, I hope it turns out all right, but I'm just afraid there's going to be a lot of disappointed people around here.
Well, it's guaranteed. Lum's guaranteeing anybody that buys any till get back $160 for every dollar they put in.
Yes, he guarantees it, but what's he got to back up his guarantee?
Why, the Great Western Sterling Silver Company.
Well, that's Squire Skimp and Lum. Neither one of them's got anything, or didn't have till they started selling stock in this company.
No, that's right. I hadn't thought about that. Well, maybe if I told Elizabeth about that, well, she wouldn't be so dogged anxious for me to buy some of it.
Oh, does Elizabeth want you to buy some stock in it?
Yeah, of course. The main reason she wants it's on account of the society end of it. She says none of her friends won't hardly speak to her now because she ain't one of the 400. See, them that bought stock is a 400, and them that never, why, ain't nothing.
Yeah, all this society business is the silliest thing I ever heard of. Better wait till they get some money out of it before they start acting like a bunch of millionaires.
Well, they had that big banquet down there last night, you know, all the stockholders in the silver mine, and they organized some kind of a society they call a FFPR.
Sister Simpson spent 2 hours telling me about that this morning. The FFPR stands for the First Families of Pine Ridge, you know.
Yeah, and Squire Skimp is the head of it, and he ain't lived here over 4 years.
Oh, well, it doesn't mean anything anyway. Just a bunch of them around here trying to be a lot more than they are. Squire's just getting them all worked up over this society business to sell stock in the company. Making the others think that if they don't belong to the FFPR, why they won't amount to anything.
Well, he's just running the town, I'll tell him that. Mose Moots has closed up his barber shop and quit work. Taylor Weehunt's closed up his blacksmith shop, just locked it up.
Yeah, I saw his shop locked up. I wondered what was wrong.
Oh, he says now he's going to be rich and doing society. He can't be down there shoeing horses for a living.
Imagine Caleb Weehunt in society. He might entertain him with some of his strong-arm stunts. Show him how he can lift a piano by himself or something like that.
Well, what about them mill hand of Walt Bates? They all bought a little stock in the company, and Walt said there weren't over half of them showed up for work this morning. They just quit, took plumb out.
Well, even if this silver mine does make them some money, it'll be some time yet before they start getting anything back from it.
Why, sure. Wait a minute. That was my ring, I think. Hello? Peabody Jot 'em Down Store. Who? Oh, how are you, Witter? Well, good. I heard you was one of the stockholders. You mean you're giving a party tonight? Norm, I reckon we don't belong to the SSTRs. We ain't bought no stock yet. Why, sure, I understand. Well, that's all right now. Mom? Any what? No, I reckon not. Wait a minute. Dick Carlson's sitting here. I'll ask him if he's got any down at his store. Dick, have you got any anchovies down at your store?
No, I haven't, Abner. I don't carry them in stock.
Well, Abernathy said you use them to make little sandwiches out of for parties.
Yeah, well, I haven't got any.
Hello? No, he ain't got none either with us. Huh? Well, I do try to keep a complete stock. Last few days, folks have been calling up there wanting stuff that I never heard of before. Well, I reckon I am a little behind the times, but a feller can't buy stuff he never heard of. All right, Witter. Goodbye. I'm sworn if they ain't called up wanting more kind of grub here the last day or so since they started doing society down here. Stuff I never heard of.
Well, they never did either. Like Sister Simpson yesterday. Called up wanting to know if I had any compliment, and I told her yes and sent over a can. She brought it back down there and said I made a mistake and sent her soup.
Why, it's getting where about he can't sell them just common grub like they've been eating. Calling down here wanting mushrooms and caviar and all that kind of stuff. All I can tell him is I'm putting it on my want list.
Well, now, I wouldn't stock all that stuff, Abner. They'll get tired of this society foolishness, and you'll have all that stuff left on your hands.
Yeah, I might do it.
Now, I think that boys teacher's put a lot of these ideas in their heads anyway. That wife of his looks like the type that'd go in for society.
That boys teacher?
Yeah, this friend of Squire Skimps that came in the other day, going to spend the summer out there.
You mean that little dude that I seen chasing around with Squire?
Yeah, that's him. He and Squire were down at the store this morning. He's going to give voice lessons so he can find anybody who'll take them from him.
Well, he'll never get a dime out of me, I'll tell him that. That's one thing I hate and despise is singing lessons. I think that singing just comes natural to a body. Like me, I never had a lesson in my life.
Well, I think he just teaches classical music or an opera and stuff like that, concert singing.
Oh, well, I don't know nothing about that.
Well, it's a... Wait a minute. Is that Grandpappy Spirit coming up out there?
No, that ain't... Why, it is. Why, that's him just sure as well.
Well, where did he ever get an outfit like that?
I don't know, but he's sure dressed up, I'll say that for him. Look at them shoes, won't you? Black and white.
Yeah, sports shoes. Well, he must have bought that outfit in the county seat. He couldn't buy clothes like that in Pine Ridge.
Nah, he ain't a dude. Just look at that.
Yeah, black and white checkered coat and straw hat.
Well, Grandpap, I never hardly knowed you. I looked out there and thought you some college boy.
Yes, mighty boy.
Well, come in here and let us look at you, Grandpap. I never saw you so dressed up.
No? How do you like it?
Well, sir, you look fine.
That's right. What everybody says.
Is them new clothes?
Sure they're new. I just bought them in at the county seat this morning.
Well, why didn't you get your coat and pants to match in?
Well, in the first place, they ain't supposed to match. In the second place, this ain't no coat. It's a sport jacket. And these are slacks. Look at them pleats up there at the top of them.
For goodness sakes. You ought to have some ruffles put on the bottoms of them, too.
That's some shirt you got on there, Grandpap.
Yeah, that's a polo shirt. Made as quickly, they say. Awful cool with the neck sewed back this way.
Well, what's the idea of diking yourself out like that, anyway?
I'm supposed to meet Lum over here. Him and me's going to a tea together.
To a tea?
Yeah, Sister Simpson's giving an afternoon tea for the FFPR. Caleb Weehunt's woman and my woman is pouring.
Corn?
Yes, corn. Corn tea.
Well, they're going to be pouring Job's turkey if you and Caleb don't forget this society foolishness and get back to work.
Oh, mad, huh? Mad because you ain't in the 400.
Well, I expect I better get on back to store, Abner.
Oh, now, don't rush off.
Yeah, well, the mail carrier will be out here for mail director, and I've got to get it sorted out. I'll be seeing you.
Well, glad you come over, Dick. Come back again.
Yeah, so long, Richard.
Now, be careful now, Grandpap. Don't drink too much of that tea over there.
No, and I'll watch myself. Well, there's Lum now.
Well, howdy, Lum. Well, hello, Dick. You ain't changed your mind about buying some of that stock and getting in the 400, have you?
No, I guess not, Lum. I think I'll just stay out of it.
Well, I'll come down and talk to you some more about it. I want to sell all my friends or some of it and get them in on it.
All right, Lum.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Yeah, come in, Lum. Come in.
Well, Grandpap, I never knowed you. One all dressed up there. Penny, that's a nice-looking outfit you've got on there.
Yeah, I just bought it this morning in the county seat, Lum.
Well, you look better than I ever seen you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That's just what I've got to do, too, buy myself a whole new outfit.
Looks like
if I'm going to be a millionaire, I've got to look like one, too.
I want to put a bow ribbon on his head.
I don't look like no more than a thousandaire with this outfit on.
No, us FFPRs have got to dress ourselves up.
Oh, yeah. Too bad you ain't in society too, Abner. I just over talking to your woman about this mining stuff.
Oh, my goodness, I wish you hadn't did that, Lum, for I've done made up my mind I ain't gonna buy none.
Wait a minute. Looky there.
Huh?
You know what that is? That's solid sterling silver, 14 carats, I think.
Where'd you get that?
Why, it come right out of our silver mine. Squire Skimp brung it back himself. See
well,
that?
If this thing is such a moneymaker, what's Squire letting everybody in on it for? Looks like he'd keep it all himself.
Why, just big-hearted is the reason. Letting his friends in on it, too. Trying to do something nice for the people here in Pine Ridge. He'll more than likely be known as the father of Pine Ridge.
The father?
Yeah, like George Washington was the father of our country because he done a lot for us.
Well, I believe I'd rather just keep my money, Lum. I'll just talk to Dick about it. Wait a minute. That's my ring, I believe.
Yeah, hurry up. I want to talk to you some more about it.
Hello. Peabody got him down, sir. Oh, hello, honey. Yeah, he's here now. No, Elizabeth, I decide the best thing for us to do is just stay out of it. Well, I don't believe we'll make anything, though. Oh, well, you can get inside here without trying to do buy this stock and getting them SSPRs. Well, now, wait a minute, Elizabeth. All right, if you just got your head set. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get it. All right. Goodbye.
Yeah, good for you, Abner.
How much did you say it cost me, Lum, to get in that company?
Well, I figured you ought to have, anyway, 2 shares, Abner. That'd be $100.
Well, all right. Fix up the paper.
Well, it looks like Abner is now a full-fledged member of the FFPRs. If you're a sound sleeper, you won't want to hear what I'm going to say next. This applies only to those of you who have trouble getting to sleep nights. Many of our listeners have overcome this trouble by drinking a glass full of Horlicks malted milk before retiring. Taken cold during the hot summer months, Horlicks relaxes and soothes you, helps send you off to sleep before you know it. Once asleep, you'll sleep much sounder after Horlicks. It's a fine aid to real refreshing rest. So try the Horlicks nightcap and see if it doesn't help bring you all the sleep you need to keep you at your best. Your druggist keeps Horlicks in both natural and chocolate flavors. This is Carlton Brickett, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.